Grammy Award-winning violinist Joshua Bell is hailed as a classical music superstar by many. The world-renowned poet of the violin and recently named music director of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields is making a stop in New Orleans to perform with the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. Joshua, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
What is your reaction to being called a classical music superstar?
I feel so fortunate. I get to play pretty much on every continent, and I'm touring the world pretty much constantly and playing great music and getting paid for it, so it's just a pretty good job.
You are wearing many hats these days: solo artist, composer, chamber musician, and orchestra leader come to mind. You have recently been named music director of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Tell us about this honor.
It's an orchestra that I think many of us are familiar with, especially those who listen to the radio. I think the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields have made more recordings than I think any other orchestra in the world. Neville Marriner, I think, recorded maybe 1,000 CDs with them over the years, including soundtrack to Amadeus and many other things. So it's a revered orchestra, and an orchestra I've been playing with as a guest for many years, and we just got on very well. And after 53 years, Sir Neville Marriner is retiring, and they were looking for a new music director, and they asked me. I was very touched and pleased, and I'm embarking now on this sort of new journey with them, and we're starting our first big tour as music director for me in April. We're touring the U.S., and I have lots of good plans.
In New Orleans, you'll play Brahms's Violin Concerto in D major. Tell us about this work. What was going on in the composer's life at the time, and what you'll bring to this piece?
Well, this concerto is really the greatest, along with the Beethoven. I think the Beethoven concerto figures into this piece in a lot of ways. You can hear it, that Beethoven, of course, Brahms revered Beethoven and almost saw himself as the successor to Beethoven in a way, and was intimidated by him as well. But you can see how the Beethoven is this great epic work, and the Brahms sort of is like that as well. He wrote it for his friend Joachim, who was the great violinist at the time in Europe, and Joachim actually helped him out with the violin part a lot, and wrote his own cadenza, although I'm replacing Joachim's cadenza with my cadenza, something that will be a little different. It is one of the most profound pieces for the instrument. It's a big, athletic piece, but it's the one I probably look forward to playing more than any other. And I try to stay, you know, within the language of Brahms. Of course, the cadenza, we're free to do sort of what we want, play around with. It's sort of an improvisation on the piece, and some people take it to extreme and play very modern, crazy stuff that takes you sort of out of the world of Brahms. I try to keep it within that, but there are all kinds of things seeping into it that are very personal. Probably a little bit of Izai, who is the teacher of my teacher, one of the great violin composers. And probably see a little bit of influence of his works in my cadenza. I'm not sure, but at least it's something different and very personal. And that's what's fun about cadenzas, that you kind of get a little glimpse into the mind of the performer.
Now, I understand that you're going to encase your 1713 Stradivarius.
Of course, I will be playing on my Strad. It's the only violin I play on, because it's sort of like a marriage, you know. I happen to have one of the great instruments, really, in the world, and used to be owned by Hubermann, who's one of the great violinists of the early 20th century. A great violin like this just allows so many more possibilities in sound, color, and musically. It just helps you to play a great piece like the Brahms.
You've come a long way from that very first violin that I believe you improvised as a child.
Are you referring to my stringing rubber bands on my dresser drawers?
Yeah.
When I was little, I think 3 or 4 years old, my parents found me sort of stringing these rubber bands on my 9 dresser drawers, that I would open up the drawers to different amounts to get different pitches. So it wasn't a violin, but I think gave my parents a clue that I was really interested in music, and probably inspired them to get me a violin.
Now, you have a brand new CD out, French Impressions, with pianist Jeremy Denk. Can you tell us about the CD and what we can look forward to there?
This is my latest, coming after my last one, which was At Home with Friends, which is a little more a crossover, you know, with duets with Sting and Regina Spektor and Josh Groban and things. So I was ready to do a great classical serious album. And Jeremy Denk and I have been playing together for years. He's just an amazing pianist. And we had been playing these French works, the Saint-Saëns and the Ravel and Franck. Franck is Belgian, but basically French school. the three great works for violin and piano. We've been playing them a lot, and we thought it was time to record them. And we called the album French Impressions. And these three pieces were all written within a 40 or 50-year period, but they're all actually quite different. Saint-Saëns is this sort of more traditionalist and looking backwards a little bit and more classical in a way. It's an incredibly exciting piece, the Saint-Saëns. The Franck is just the epitome of romanticism and stretching, you know, harmonies to very ecstatic beauty. And then the Ravel, written a bit later, sort of in the 20s, 1920s, the jazz influence starts creeping in there. Paris at that time was just discovering American jazz, and Ravel incorporated, there's a whole movement called the blues. And so it's an interesting take on American jazz idiom. So you have three French pieces that are actually all quite different and show different facets of the French music world.
Wow. What are you hoping audiences will come away with after experiencing the concert with you and the LPO?
It's hard not to come away loving the Brahms Violin Concerto. It's a kind of piece that when you listen to it, it's a big 40-minute violin concerto, and by the end you feel you've been through this amazing journey. So I'm looking forward to working with Carlos Prieto and the orchestra. It's been a few years since I've been there, so I'm excited to see how they're doing. And I love the town, so it'll definitely be a highlight of my spring.
Well, Joshua, welcome back to New Orleans.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for talking with me.
We've been talking with violinist Joshua Bell. Bell will join the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra in concert Friday, March 30th, 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, March 31st at 8 p.m. at First Baptist Church, New Orleans. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.